Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is Friday, and it is the 26th of April, and it is Friday, and wow, the world just keeps roaring along. Yesterday we had the Supreme Court discussions and sort of the fallout from that today. It's really not pretty. The people in the United States who are really the top experts in constitutional law are pretty sad about what they heard yesterday. And it's not even a question of Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with that directly. It has to do with Clarence Thomas. It has to do with Sam Alito. It has to do with my headphones not working right. Maybe we're back. Okay. Anyway, there's no question there's a great deal of unrest among the constitutional law experts in the United States, fearing that the Supreme Court is 100% in the pocket, not so much of just Donald Trump, but in the pocket of authoritarianism, which is very sad and very scary. And there's really not a lot you can do about that. And I really mean it. I say not a lot because there's a little bit you can do, but not a lot, because the people in the Supreme Court are there for a lifetime, and that's our system. And frankly, I support it. I think that's a good thing to have those people there for a lifetime. Now, we know that there are people on that court who really shouldn't be there. And when I say shouldn't be there, you got to talk about the three justices that were shoved down the throats of America, not just by Donald Trump, but by Mitch McConnell primarily. And it was done in a way that the Democrats, or let's say the progressives, let's say the liberals, they just really don't even know how to handle something like that, because what was done was so wrong. And it's the kind of thing that the people on the left, truly on the left, they don't do it. They just don't. They try to play fair. They believe that they're following the rules. And then they think somebody else is going to follow the rules too. And the truth is that there are very bad people, not just in the United States, not just in the constitutional law arena, but everywhere. And sometimes, which you hate to say, but sometimes you can't exactly play by the rules, or at least you have to be aware that there are others out there who definitely will not. So as a result, you've got a Supreme Court that's 6-3. And for example, you can see, as let's take the first one. The one of the people that's on that court should have been Merrick Garland. And when you say should have, Barack Obama had a pick. He had a pick for the court. He had a right for his pick to be heard. And what'd they do? They said, we're not going to have that conversation. Period. You're not going to get your pick. And in fact, that's what they did. They made that happen. Barack Obama did not get a pick. And then, lo and behold, the lunatic who belongs in jail and will be in jail, he got a pick. But that wasn't Barack Obama's pick, who happened to be Merrick Garland. And even if you say, which honestly, everybody agrees that Merrick Garland was pretty middle of the road, In fact, so middle of the road that a lot of people in the United States today on the left are angry with Merrick Garland because they think that he's the one who blew the Donald Trump trials by taking so long to bring the actions against Trump. Now, Merrick Garland's very cautious, very middle of the road. So there's one. And they all said, well, we can't do that because there's a year, 1 year before the election. We can't listen to that guy. Remember, they didn't just say no. They wouldn't even listen to him. They wouldn't even meet with him. They wouldn't even talk about it. They wouldn't even vote him down. They were so fearful of Barack Obama getting his pick and of Merrick Garland being on the Supreme Court that they didn't even allow him to have meetings with senators and to have a vote. Could have voted him down. They wouldn't even allow that because they didn't want to take the chance. So then fast forward on the other side. You got a few weeks of Donald Trump left. Almost nothing. Really like minutes. And they stole Joe Biden's pick for the Supreme Court. So they got two on each end. And when they said, or when people said to the conservatives, they said, wait a second. You told us that we can't do this with Merrick Garland because there's only a year left. On this one, there's just a few weeks left. And you're going to let this person on the court? You're going to add another person on the court from the right with just weeks to go? And their answer was, ha, stop us. We're doing it. Forget that other story. We've got a new story. And so, in essence, they stole two seats. Two seats, instead of being 6-3, would be 5-4 in favor of the liberals on the court. But see, here again is what I talk about when I say that the right wing has no shame in any of this. They think this is wonderful. They have no problem with it. But look at the people on the left. What do? They try to follow the rules, even after they've been stepped on, and after being stepped on, kicked in the face, and then they still want to follow the rules because they think that this is a democracy where the rule of law counts. And it is. And hopefully it will continue to be. Although I think it's fair to say this, and everybody's saying it on the left, but they got to say it more forcefully, but they're saying it enough. And that is that this election is about democracy, and if you elect Donald Trump, it is the end of the United States of America. And that is a fact. Because let me tell you, read the Mueller report. I know. That's a joke. Except for there's only a problem. That everything in there was perfectly accurate and destroyed by Bill Barr and the lies that he told about the report, lies that were believed by people on the right, by people even in the middle. But those 144 illegal meetings documented in the Mueller report between the Trump people and the Russians are no joke. And when you wonder why Vladimir Putin loves Trump and Trump loves Putin, well, Maybe even I should reverse it. Trump, I think, fears Putin and does what he's told because, you know, they talk about a useful idiot. Well, that's Trump. And as far as Vladimir Putin goes, I think he probably looks at Donald Trump as a weak and foolish puppet who will follow what Moscow would like and has. He's done it all along. You know, that high-fiving in the Oval Office right at the beginning of Trump's administration was no joke. You know, Lavrov and all the Russians in the Oval Office, without any American reporters, only Russian reporters, and they're all high-fiving as Donald Trump is showing classified information to the Russians. Now, I'm sure there are people out there saying, come on, that never happened. Well, of course it happened. It's all over. You can find it on your Google machine. Believe me, it's there. The pictures, I mean, and by the way, the pictures are all from the Russians. The Russian press gave us those pictures, laughing all the way to the bank on what they had received from us. Classified information, classified documents shown to the Russians in the Oval Office. I know there are people who say, well, if that happened, they would have prosecuted Trump. No, they would not. Trump was president. You can't prosecute a sitting president. We've already gone through all of this. So don't worry. It's not about that. No, it's very simple. Trump can do what he wants when he's president. And actually, Trump didn't even know how much he could really do. But a lot of people believe that finally, Trump and his people have a very good idea of what they could accomplish now. And they're ready to go on behalf of Vladimir Putin if they can win one more term. Now, the good news is they can't. They really can't. And the thing that'll stop them? Women. That's it. You know, this is not something that anybody could have imagined ahead of time. But women, by gigantic numbers, are pouring away from the Trump campaign. Why they'd be for him anyway, who can even imagine? The man's a rapist, and he's been found by a New York court and a New York judge to have been a rapist. He's paying $90 million for that. That's a lot of money, even a lot of money for Trump, who's broke. But it doesn't matter that he's broke because he can get money from people. Same way Tammy Faye Baker got it. You get the people who are eating dog food out of a can and they've got $1 left and they can either buy another can of dog food or they can send a dollar to Trump and just save the dog food for the next day. Look, you think that's a joke? They did it with Tammy Faye Baker. They're doing it with Trump. Although, let's not forget, look at the numbers. Trump's money is diminishing. While Joe Biden, who can't walk, he can't talk, he's an old man, senility is creeping in, and yet, he's beating Donald Trump hands down. And listen, the women are absolutely, by gigantic numbers, they're kicking Trump's butt. The numbers in the polls just maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and it's getting worse. 60-35 among women, including Republican women, 60-35 against Trump. Those are numbers that cannot be overcome by Donald Trump. And it's only going to get worse. And look, there's a reason why women feel this way. And you can watch the real news any day and you'll understand this. And I say the real news because let's not forget, there's the real news and there's the fake news. And because of the trial that's gone on for a week, we now know who the fake news is. The fake news is Donald Trump. And the people who he's using to disseminate this fake news are telling you on the stand exactly what they're doing. And it is sort of funny because the people in the journalism community, they, when they tell the story, they realize that they can't even say that the National Enquirer is a newspaper or that it's journalism because it's neither. But the fact is this. Pecker is telling you everything they've done, every way they've gone about disseminating fake news. So as it turns out, Donald was right. There is fake news. But it's not CBS. It's not NBC. It's not ABC and CNN or MSNBC. It's Donald Trump and the National Enquirer. I mean, I don't know if you're old enough to have remembered going through a supermarket line, but if you are, you certainly know that the National Enquirer, the main story was about two-headed Martians and what they were doing on Earth. And that was Donald Trump's best friend in the media. What do I have to tell you? Don't you get it? Really? Anybody would have to get it. You would think. Except for, I guess, if you're eating dog food nightly, it may put some stress on you. That may be part of the problem. But I'm just saying in very clearly that what has happened here, as much as a travesty as it is, and as Lawrence Tribe said today, who is one of the top people in the constitutional law community in the United States, what did he say? He said that that's the crime. The crime is the Supreme Court. They are the crime. They were the crime in the fashion that they were put together, depriving Barack Obama on one side and depriving Joe Biden on the other side of their constitutional pick. Two of them. That's the crime. And that's a serious crime. And there's a way to overcome it. There's a way. Very simple, actually. The way it's going to be overcome is this. And really, you watch it and you'll see it. First, Donald Trump is gone. Women will take care of that. Women don't like seeing other women bleeding out on television and then having to tell the story about how they can't have children anymore. They don't like that. And they also don't like women in the hospital with sepsis dying. They don't like either one because they know it could be them. There's a fear among women. And I can guarantee you the Democratic Party is going to use that fear in 2024 in the best way possible to, first of all, motivate women to come out and vote, and secondly, to motivate them to vote for Joe Biden because they just don't want to live with the insanity of Donald Trump in their lives, in women's lives. They don't want it. And for, you know, Donald and his people who continually talk about the black vote that he's going to get, let me also assure you, as I've said election after election in recent years, Trump will be lucky to get 10%. He might get 8% among black people. Yeah, there's some black men jumping up and down saying they're for Trump. I know, I've seen them. But let me also tell you, black women are very smart. And they're so smart that they know that they are dying 3 times greater than white women in maternity when they have their children. They're dying 3 to 1, including wealthy black women. No, Donald Trump won't win this election, and he'll lose it with women. And we'll be back here in November, and we'll be talking about this, and we'll be talking about women having won this election for Joe Biden. In 2020, black people won the election for Joe Biden. And that'll be there. That'll be there. But I guarantee you, this time, it won't just be black voters, it'll also be women. And that will be by huge numbers. I mean, you can see it right now in the polls, 60 to 35. You can't win with 60% of the women voting against your candidate, and you're not even at the election yet. I hate to tell you how far away that election is and how much momentum is being picked up by women against Donald Trump. It is a sad, sad situation. Now, what can we do about it? Here it is. Donald Trump loses, and he will. And the Congress, House, and Senate go to the Democrats, which they will. It's going to be a landslide election. You wait till November. And I can't wait to chronicle this for you, because I'll tell you this. At our school, we have young people who have just acquired gigantic maps. And these are blank maps of the United States, laminated, and you can write on them with dry erase markers. And then what you do is all through the election, they're going to follow state by state. And they'll come here and talk about it too. And they're going to do this state by state, and they're going to identify all the places where Donald Trump's getting slaughtered. And you'll be able to watch real time as this situation gets worse and worse for the Republican Party, better and better for the United States of America. This is going to be an amazing election. I don't know how united people are going to be in the years ahead. But wow, you're going to see a lot of people united as we head into this election. Because what's going on in the courts right now, I'm not talking about the Supreme Court, I'm talking about in Manhattan, where no one on the right is even watching. Of course they're not watching, because they're watching Fox. Yeah, FOX. Watch Fox. And you won't even know there's a courtroom that's got Donald Trump sitting in it, or I should say sleeping in it. You won't even know about that. But don't worry, because when you have the White House and the Congress completely in the hands of the Democratic Party, they're going to do something that hasn't been done in a long time in the United States, but it has been done, and it's going to be done again. We're going to change the Supreme Court. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to add 4 seats. Instead of 9, it's going to be 13. This is not unusual. I mean, it's unusual for the last 50 years, but 100 years, yeah, we haven't done it in that period. But before that, the Supreme Court vacillated in size, and we're going to vacillate again. And we're going to go up to 13. We're going to pick four people, and they're not going to all be far-left crazies, although there are no far-left crazies on the court anyway. These are smart people. But what they're going to do is they're going to take four people, sensible, just left of the middle, and they're going to put them on the court. And that's going to be 13 on the court, and then it's not going to be 6-3. It's going to be 7-6. And then the people on the court can sit down and have conversations about what's real and what's not. Because what they did yesterday was absolutely horrific. These people are in Donald Trump's pocket at the same time that Donald Trump is in Vladimir Putin's pocket. It's a dangerous combination. The only thing that saves the United States is women at this point. That's the saving grace of all of this. Because when you have women 60-35 against Donald Trump and getting worse, it can't go anywhere but good for the Democrats, bad for the Republicans. And, you know, I hate to even say it that way because I'm not such a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat where I say, oh, well, I'll just only vote for anybody that's a Democrat. It's not like that. There have been bad Democrats, for sure. But if you want to survive in the United States of America with a democracy, right now you've got one choice, and that's the Democratic Party, and that's it. And there are people out there who know this, people on the Republican side who know this, people who are voting in primary elections right now, elections that are occurring right now, they're voting for Nikki Haley. Guess what, you all? Nikki Haley isn't even running. But they're voting for her. They're voting for her in the Republican Party because there are people who just won't put up with this. They don't want to hear it anymore. They're done with it. They're sick of the lies. And somehow the truth has broken through to them despite the fact that Donald Trump was able to control a part of the U.S. media, a part. But again, like I say, we now know who fake news is. And any time that you don't know who fake news is, all you have to do is go into Google and put up what happened this week in the court in Manhattan. And I realize you can't see it in real time because we don't put cameras in those courtrooms, but they've got transcripts. They've got transcripts, and they got people talking about it. And I can tell you right now that everybody in that courtroom knows that David Pecker told them that Donald Trump created the fake news. They think he did it brilliantly, but in truth, if anybody really masterminded all of this, it came from, unfortunately, Vladimir Putin, who I guess you have to say has some, I don't even know what word to use, because you don't want to say he's smart, you don't want to say he's got any sensibilities, just he was sharp enough to manipulate Donald Trump into what Trump has done to harm this country. But then again, and it's so funny, I had a talk with somebody today, a friend of mine out in California, and we were talking about what Trump has done and what Biden has done, and I brought up the fact that Biden, who I know he's an old man, I know he looks old, I know he's rough, I know he can't walk, I understand the whole problem. Franklin Roosevelt couldn't even stand up, remember that one, but okay, this guy can't walk, but I'll tell you what he did. He strengthened NATO in a way that nobody since 1949 even imagined. You know that NATO started with 12 countries. It's now 32. NATO has surrounded Russia. With Sweden and Finland in the Scandinavian countries, which you know, they have gigantic armies and tremendous abilities, capabilities when it comes to fighting. This is not Europe in 1930 when Quisling and that crew was able to take over Norway from within, and the Germans were able to just march straight through Scandinavia. No, that's those days are gone. Finland and Sweden are tough, and Putin knows it, and now they're in NATO, and nothing Putin can do to stop it. But Putin has a few things to say about it, and I'll talk to you about it in a minute. But before I do that, I want to take you to dinner at a really great restaurant, and that's in Chesterfield Valley. And, of course, that's Wendy's. Wendy's is great food. I love the baby back ribs and the onion rings. But the Wendy's people want me to assure you that they've got other things. They've got smoked meats. They've got wings. They've got onion rings. I know, I already said it, but that's what I like. But anyway, they've got patty melts. They've got hamburgers. They've got pizza. The food is great. It's just a terrific meal. Go to Wendy's. I mean, yeah, you're going to have to go down the street to the J and work out afterwards, but you can handle it. Go to Wendy's and enjoy that great food. And, of course, Ben is sitting right there when you go, and he'll meet you at the door and greet you and bring you in and be your friend for the price of a dinner. But believe me, he's not going to be your friend if you don't buy dinner. You got to do that. But anyway, that's Wendy's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road in the Valley. You'll love the food at Wendy's. Now, if you're looking for a jeweler, well, you got to go down into the city, go down Highway 40, you're going to get off at Hampton, and take Hampton all the way down to 4506 Hampton, and you'll find Jewels on Hampton. And they have everything you ever wanted to see when it comes to jewelry, because they design their own jewelry. They get jewelry from other people that they like, and they display it. I mean, the displays are all over. You have no idea. This place is huge. They've got every kind of jewelry you ever imagined. And if you want your own jewelry created, they'll design it whatever way you choose. Or you can go with one of their creative designs, because they're great at it. Anyway, Jewels on Hampton's the place to go for jewelry. They buy and sell coins and jewelry at great prices. And Al and his son AJ are there all the time waiting for you to come in and do business with them, and you'll love them. They really are great people. As I always say, when you've got the people who own the business at the business, it's the best of all worlds. So check them out. Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton, and get some really great jewelry for any reason. Doesn't have to be a special one, just because you feel like it. Okay, then comes the suits. And I'm not talking about the people wearing the suits. I'm talking about you can buy a suit, and I mean a nice one. Tell me you don't like this one. Tell me you don't. Come on, you know it's a great suit. And you know that the prices at the St. Louis Suit Company are ridiculously low. And you'll know that because if you look at the ties, I mean, this is a, you look at this tie, and it's a silk tie. I think I like the colors, but of course I couldn't tell you what they are because I'm colorblind. But I can say this, the ties are quality, great quality. And they sell for $5. That's insanity. And I talk to them all the time about it. First of all, they've been there 29 years. And I've been talking to them for years about these ties. They could raise the price a dollar or two, but they won't do it. $5 for the ties, and they are great ties. St. Louis Suit Company, suits and ties. And if you're getting married or going to a wedding and you want to be all dressed up right for that wedding, St. Louis Suit Company is the place to go. That's one of their main things, is taking care of people's weddings. So they're at the corner of Central and Forsyth in Clayton. That is the St. Louis Suit Company. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about the courts, because they are very important. And, you know, I've spent my life in scholarly pursuit, and I haven't always done as much as I could have done, although in some ways I do more than makes sense a lot of the times. I mean, I was at a GIS conference last week at the University of Missouri. Why? Just because it was interesting and I wanted to be there. And it was outstanding. I mean, really great. And what is it? It's the mapping thing. It's what you know as GPS. That's how we get places. I can't even find where I'm going half the time, but I just pull out my GPS and I'm there in a minute and without problems. And so, you know, I went and I learned a lot about what young people can do with GPS, GIS. And let me say also, NGA is doing some amazing things. I mean, they're moving into North St. Louis. And I worry about that. And I wonder about how it's all going to go sometimes, because displacing a lot of black people in North St. Louis is worrisome. It really is. I mean, this isn't Pruitt-Igoe, but it's got potential problems to it. Now, having said that much, let's also add into it that they provide scholarships for young people. And when they provide scholarships and internships, I mean, they pay good money. They pay for all of college for anybody that they pick. I mean, all of it, everything. And then they turn around and bring people into NGA for jobs that pay $75, $95, $110,000 a year to start. So when you get hooked up with NGA, it can be very meaningful for you, no joke. So, yeah, they're doing great things, and I happen to go to that conference, and so I was there, learned a lot about it. Well, anyway, what I've done in my life is I spent a lot of time learning about constitutional law. No, I'm not a lawyer, but in political science, you learn constitutional law. That's where they teach it there, as well as in law school, but both. And yeah, I had some great constitutional law professors and worked with constitutional law professors in later years when I was teaching this over at Fontbonne. And let me say that there's so much that we all need to know about how the Supreme Court works and how justices make their decisions and what they do when they write their decisions, and all about oral arguments, which, believe me, there was an oral argument here yesterday, and it was very powerful, powerfully sick, actually, but important to understand. And it's hard to understand sometimes. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, all the Tammy Faye Baker people who send a dollar to Donald Trump, they don't want to spend any time listening to this. It's probably hard to take it. But, you know, if you give it a little effort, you can understand what they're talking about. And they had these discussions yesterday. And I can tell you that, and it all boils down to this for me, when I heard Trump's attorney at the Supreme Court asked if he was ready for rebuttal, and his response was, "No questions," I thought to myself, well, of course you have no questions, because you've got these idiots that you put on the court saying things that are outrageously bad. And really, the Trump guy was just, get me out of here. I don't have anything more to say. I've already said that Trump can kill people. Yeah, they got into that discussion again. That Trump could hire the SEAL Team 6. He could send them out to kill his political opponent and not have to either be tried for it or have any chance of going to jail. No. Total immunity. You got to be kidding me. Is that what we want? How would you like that? How would you like Joe Biden to wake up tomorrow morning and to send SEAL Team 6 out to kill Donald Trump? Because that's what they're telling you that the President of the United States can do. Now, Joe Biden won't do it. He won't, and that's a good thing. We're not supposed to do that. Donald Trump would do it if he got his orders from Vladimir Putin. You know he would. Vladimir Putin, who kills people at the Arctic Circle with, first of all, impunity. He can do that any day. No one's going to look at him crosswords. No, they won't look at him at all. They'll say, forget it. He killed him. That's it. It's Vladimir Putin. He's allowed to do it. You know, we don't do that. Really, we don't. The United States of America does not kill political enemies, thankfully. And Donald Trump will never have the opportunity to show us what he could do. Not a chance. Because he's not going to win this election. And I'm not saying that like, boy, I hope I'm right. No, I'm saying it because women aren't playing here. Women are tired of sepsis. Women are tired of dying in pregnancy. And they're tired of black women dying 3-1 at greater numbers than white women, even among the wealthy. Those are numbers that are powerful. And they're powerful in regard to being anti-Trump. They are. That's why it's 60-35 in the polls in favor of women against Trump. 60-35. You know when they say the polls are within the margin of error? You know, right now, the last poll showed that Donald Trump is losing to Joe Biden by 4 points nationally, head-to-head. That includes RFK and Cornel West and, you know, all those other people, Jill Stein, all of it. 4 points. But it's within the margin of error, you see? So it is close. However, this is just the beginning. And if you look at the numbers on the side of women, it's not in any margin of error. It's 60-35 against Donald Trump. Women don't like this man. He's a rapist. I wonder why women would ever vote for Donald Trump knowing he's a rapist. Why would they? Why would that be something attractive for a woman to vote for a rapist? Well, the answer is, it's not. Women are not dumb, and they're voting for Joe Biden. I admit, if we were in other times, we'd probably find somebody besides Joe Biden. We might go to Gavin Newsom or somebody young. We might. We might go to Kamala Harris. We might. But no, we're going with Joe Biden because he's there and he has beaten Trump once. Trump thought, oh, Joe Biden's nobody. Well, nobody beat Donald Trump, which is really not that hard, because Donald Trump in life has been beaten down over and over again. Now, it's true that he found his way back several times. Mark Burnett really saved Donald Trump. And in fact, if anything, all this mess that we've got, you can put that at the feet of Mark Burnett. Mark Burnett, who produced for 10 years The Apprentice. And Mark Burnett's no Donald Trump lover. He got money out of it. And Trump got some money out of it, which he blew the second he got it. You know that Trump gets money and it's gone. And we've talked here about that DJT stock of his, which went from $80 to $22 and has bounced back briefly to about $40. Still down 50% from the high. I hate to tell you where that stock's going to be when Donald goes to sell it. I'll be laughing so hard. He'll be lucky to get a dollar a share for it. But I guess he figures if he has 100 million shares, a dollar's still $100 million, and he'll need every bit of it. Because then the dog food people won't be sending him any money because he'll be sitting in a jail cell, perhaps eating his own can of dog food. But no, it's in a way, it's a sad world that we boxed ourselves into with the help of Mark Burnett, who made some people out here think that Donald Trump is a businessman. Really? Tell the casino people about what kind of a businessman he is. Tell the university, the Trump University people, what kind of a businessman he is. Take all of those idiotic businesses that he had. He had a tie business. He had a steak business. He had everything. He sold everything imaginable and ended up broke in every one of them. 4 or 5 times in bankruptcy court. And listen, there's nothing terrible about being in bankruptcy court except for this is the problem. The guy uses bankruptcy court to steal from people. That's what he does. People say to me, what's he done? Well, he's stolen from people in bankruptcy court. I can't read you the whole story here right now. Go and get a book. It's like I tell my brother all the time about going to college. You know, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about how college isn't for everybody and may not be necessary for anybody. That's a heck of an article. I think that's impressive. Why? Why isn't college for everybody? Because, first of all, it costs a little. Well, I'm sorry about that, but it does. It does cost to go to college. The United States should be paying for it all, but they didn't ask me. So hopefully we'll get to that point where we pay for everybody to go to college. Is it important? You bet it is. Not because you're going to get a better job, although the numbers say you will. They say you'll make $1 million more in your lifetime if you go to college than if you don't. But that's not even the point. Not to me. The point is you're a different kind of person when you go to college. You know things. You know how to find things. And you also know how to make friends with people who know things. Yes, college is a good thing for everybody. Everybody should go to college. And if you haven't gone, don't get upset. Because here's the thing. If you're 80 years old, you can go to college. Think I'm kidding? Do you know that the biggest group of people in terms of percentage increase at universities across the United States is people over 80 years old? And, you know, I say some of these things sometimes and people say, Kaysen, do you really know what you're talking about? Are you making that up? Go check it on Google. It's the truth. There are a lot of 80-year-old people in universities. A lot. And going up. So can you go? Yeah, you can go. You can go when you're 50 and 60 and 70. Not a problem. Would it hurt you to really know things? No, I don't think it would hurt you at all. I think it would help you a great deal. And by the way, we got 10 minutes left. You know, you can call me. 314-471-1968. I'm happy to do that. I mean, we could have a little conversation here about college, maybe. I think that's a good one. People just think college is a waste of time. You know, I was at a meeting at Washington University back in last summer. It was last summer. And we were talking about different reports in newspapers. And I happen to have a copy of the Pittsburgh Press. And see, here's the thing. Why would I have a copy of the Pittsburgh Press? Well, because I read. I read a lot of newspapers. And one of them happens to be the Pittsburgh Press. It's a good newspaper. Post-Gazette. Oh, I say Pittsburgh Press because I grew up, I was born in Pittsburgh, and I lived there 9 years, and it used to be the Pittsburgh Press. It's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm sorry. But at any rate, I read it, and they had a giant headline. I mean, it looked like somebody was invading Europe, but actually the headline said that people in the United States currently believe that college is a waste of time. That was this gigantic headline in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, because that's just the way people feel. It is. I'll grant you. You know, it's like the other day when Sununu was asked why he's voting for Donald Trump, and he said, well, 51% of the American people are with me. I'm sorry. If 51% of the American people are stupid and you're a leader, then maybe you should lead. Because Donald Trump, first of all, doesn't have 51% of the people anyway. And secondly, to follow those people who are eating cans of dog food, that's pretty sad, just because you want to vote. And you can get a vote without doing that, without pandering to the Tammy Faye Baker crowd. It's not necessary. And if you go to college, you know that. And Sununu went to college, sure. And I have people say that to me. Well, so-and-so went to college, and look how stupid that one is. Okay. But, you know, it's not about an anecdote. It's not anecdotal information. It's in general. And in general, people who go to college know more and are better able to deal with the world and actually do make more money. But that's the least of it, because you're going to make money if you're smart. You can make money. And so that's where I'm going to end today. We've got about 6-7 minutes. Let me say this. You can make money in America today. People who tell you that you can't, because the country's destroyed by Joe Biden, well, they don't know what they're talking about. You can go and make a lot of money, and I'll tell you where, because this is where I went to work when I came out of college, and I was a radical leftist then, but I also wanted to make some money, and I thought this would be good because it happened to be what I like, which is the stock market. And investment banking is a place still in America where you can make big money. I'll give you an example. You go to one of the top Ivy League schools and get an MBA, and then you go to work for Goldman Sachs, and they'll start you at about $180,000 a year. It's pretty good. $180,000 a year, even in 2024 with Joe Biden crawling down the street. That's a lot of money. You can do pretty well with $180,000 a year. And I already told you how you can make $100,000 a year as a young person working for NGA. And you can work for any of the tech companies if you learn how to do computers. And I know that people say, well, you don't need to go to college to learn how to do those computers because you just get a certificate. Well, that's ridiculous. Yes, you get a certificate. That's fine. But you still need to be a sensible, intelligent person who can listen to a Supreme Court oral argument and make sense out of it. It doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt. But you can make money in America today, and you can make a lot of money, for example, I say investment banking. Yes, you can. And you can get into investment banking very easily. Now, you may not be able to get into the NBA if you're a little guy like me. No. But you can go to business school and learn about economics, and you can get a job with Goldman Sachs, even if you're a little guy. You can do it. And even if you're 6'7", you might not be the next person in the NBA. You might be close to it, and you might not do it anyway. And then you can still get a job in investment banking in the United States. And I mean, I bring that up too because look at Donald. I mean, he picked up $6 billion doing nothing. Of course, holding on to it's another problem. He's already given up half of it. And by the time it goes down to $1 a share, that'll be the end of him. Although we're going to get him on other things anyway, because he is Al Capone. He's done it all his life, and we're closing in on him. And you could do that too. You could be a lawyer. I've had friends who went to law school, came out, and didn't know what to do. And I said to them, you know what? Go out and give away your business. Be a lawyer for free. Don't charge people anything. And in 1 year of working for nothing, you'll have people beating down your door and wanting to pay you real money. How do I know? Go check Google. How did Google start? They gave away all that search engine business and turned it into an advertising giant. Their earnings were so giant yesterday, and the stock went up to new highs, new all-time highs. Biggest move in Google in years. Smart, smart people put Google together. And they started by giving it away, and they still give it away. Go to Google. You're not going to pay. Are you? Nothing. There are a lot of things you can do out here and make a lot of money and be very smart in America. It's an amazing place where you can do great things still, and you will be able to because you won't have Donald Trump as president. Because if you had Donald Trump as president, then you would have Vladimir Putin as the master of the president, the puppet master. And trust me, that would not be a good look for this country. Have you ever seen how the Russians do? $1.4 trillion gross domestic product, while the United States is like $26 trillion, the biggest in the world. No. You don't want Vladimir Putin running this place, and Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin. It's that simple. And if you don't know it, go check the Mueller report. I know it's fake news, but no, it isn't, because we now know that fake news is somebody else. It's Donald Trump and David Pecker. They are fake news, and it's all on trial in New York, and you can see it again on Monday with no problem whatsoever. You'll have to read the transcript because we don't have cameras in there, but it's a good story, even on the transcript. Okay. The weekend's here, and that's great. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget Wendy's. Don't forget Jules on Hampton. Don't forget the St. Louis Suit Company. And I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is Showdown. Good night.